Welcome back. My name is Ben Kratz, and I serve as one of the pastoral advisors for the Women's Ministry Committee. Joining me again today are a few members of the Women's Ministry Committee. Could you introduce yourselves again before we get started?
I'm Naomi Schmidt.
And I am Dawn Schultz.
I'm Christy Meyer.
And since you're talking, Christy, could you remind us of where we've been and how we've gotten to this point in our email series and our devotions?
We spent a good amount of time in the Old Testament, the first half of the summer, reminding us that, yes, we are created as helpers, as women, but we are also created in the image of God and that we are His dearly loved children. And now we have moved on to the New Testament and are looking at, now that we have an understanding of our calling as helper, how that calling of helper plays out in both principle and application in our everyday lives today.
All right. Our emails this week have taken us back into the book of Ephesians and talked about how God has equipped us to carry out the work and the ministry that He's given to us, both as individuals and as congregations. What does it mean to you personally that God has equipped you for ministry?
But does that light my fire? I just think it is so exciting to think about me, a person. I just think of myself as I'm just this lady that lives in Wisconsin, and yet to think that God has shaped me and designed me and gifted me for ministry work, and He has put me in a place where I can serve. And it's just so exciting. It gives such value and purpose to my life. But what I really love about that, the devotion that Sally wrote, is how it places that within the kingdom. And so I have my gifts and my opportunities to serve and to grow and all of that. And yet, even more, God has given me this congregation and a pastor where I can be fed and I can grow and I can not just be on my own doing ministry, but serving through my church and with my church as an individual and yet as part of the body of Christ. And I love how this devotion really, it drew me back to how I'm equipped, not just with skills and not just with gifts, but I'm really equipped with the word and sacrament. I'm really equipped through the gospel and the word of God. And that's what makes me a valuable tool in God's kingdom, is grace, is the gifts that He's given. And as I look more at those gifts rather than my personal skills, my personal motivation, it's very humbling, but it sends me in the right direction. And so I just think it's so exciting to think about the opportunities that we have and being able to see that, yes, my service is important, not because I'm important, but because there's so many people that need to hear the word. And that's just really exciting and encouraging for me.
Naomi, it is so fantastic to hear you say that God has equipped me, because that is hard for me sometimes. And for example, when I'm teaching math in my college classroom, I have to know exactly what I am teaching. I have to make sure that I am ready to go before I walk into the classroom and that I have my content knowledge down. And that's up to me. When I do ministry in my congregation, that's up to God. And it is so beneficial to know that, yes, I have gifts that I'm being, that He's given me, that I'm bringing to this ministry, but really He's the one doing the equipping. It is humbling and it is amazing and it is beautiful in terms of, this is not something that I, like you said, that I bring to the table. It's an opportunity that God has given me because He is the one who is doing the equipping. And then, as Sally also brought out in the devotion, that happens through pastors, teachers, staff, ministers as well, that through God equipping, they also are helping to equip me for service. That's just amazing and beautiful. And it takes the pressure off of me.
I'd have to imagine that some are listening and thinking, oh man, that's so nice for you guys. And you have it all laid out and figured out. And I remember thinking that of other people too, like, oh, well, they just know exactly, you know, what God has gifted or equipped them to do. And then it's easy for them to step into positions. And I think I would shy away from opportunities or openings that God was gaps in the kingdom that I maybe had an inclination, oh, I could do this. But I think when you come to the conclusion and the understanding through scripture that God has equipped us for ministry, that also means that He will continue to be equipping. And there are going to be sometimes we're called to step into something and we might not have all the answers or have it all figured out or know everything before we start. But relying on that promise that he has given others, leadership, resources around us, we will be equipped and we can do it. And I think it's almost more fun to see how God is going to equip when you don't have all the answers before you jump into something than to be fully prepared and have full reliance on yourself.
Absolutely, Dawn. And I think sometimes that when we talk about this, you know, like you're equipped for personal ministry. At least my reaction is, great, show me the plan. I want to see the steps and the places. And even like we talked about earlier this week, I want to see the outcome. I want to understand what I'm working towards and all of those things. And sometimes when we don't have that plan and we don't see that mapped out for us well, we feel like we're kind of floundering. Like, well, I don't know how to use my gifts. I don't know where I'm supposed to serve in ministry and what I'm supposed to do. And to that, I would simply respond, if you have been in the Word of God, you are going to find that there are people to love. And you just start there. And it may not be quote unquote ministry project. It might not necessarily be leading the women's Bible study or a church group in your congregation, but it is going to be reaching people with the gospel and helping others know Christ. And you start there and see where God leads you. Don't think of it like it has to be a boxed in, planned out ministry. Just start loving people and talking about Jesus.
And it is so much fun to see where that goes. Naomi, you mentioned, you know, sometimes we can't see how this is all going to play out or we don't have a laid out list. That's challenging for me, but even more challenging for me is when the plan changes midstream or the outcome changes midstream. I do not deal with that. Ask anybody who knows me well, and they will tell you I do not deal with that. But that is part of being open to the gifts that God has given, not only to me, but to the church as whole, and also to know that he has promised to accomplish his purposes. And so it doesn't matter if the plan changes, it's okay. I can still serve, and those around me especially can still serve in whatever way that happens.
So one of the things the devotion pointed out was not only talking about how God equips us for ministry, but then brought in the picture of Barnabas and how Barnabas is this great encourager in the early church. I guess, how can women support and encourage others in their congregation? And especially as the email pointed out, especially their congregational leaders, whether they're pastors or teachers or staff ministers or church council, whatever, how can women support and encourage them?
I think as we have talked over the previous weeks in regards to a special relational nature that God has given to women, I think there's a lot of opportunity for encouragement here in a variety of different ways. And everybody has been gifted in different ways to encourage. It's just a matter of doing it. I know one of the things my husband as pastor comments on is how much he appreciates just the people who smile during the sermon while he's preaching, that he can look out and see it, just someone like nodding their head or smiling or engaging in some way, shape or form. And I think any teacher or public speaker can probably relate to that. And it's as simple as that, just reflecting your spiritual conversations that you're having in your home or at work or out in the narthex or out in the parking lot. You know, how has what God's word done in your life, or how has something you've learned affected and shaped your day or your conversation or something like that? Sharing that with the leaders and the pastors and the staff ministers and teachers or called workers or whomever it may be is encouraging, because that's what we're all here to do. That's our purpose, as we talked about last week. And so when we're able to share and highlight, wow, here's how the purpose is playing out, I think that is just a great way for building that up. And again, if women have all the words and can articulate that, they're going to say it in a way that really is encouraging. And so then I also think too, as people who are maybe being equipped, I think doing a little bit of the hard work of understanding how God has equipped you so that you can, you know, come to the pastor and or leaders of the church or whomever it may be and say, hey, I see that there is a gap. I understand God has given me these gifts. How can I get involved and partner with the congregation to its purpose of sharing Christ's love? And I maybe think that this is a way that I can do that. I think that that's helpful because you're not leaving leadership to say, oh, this is my idea and my plan and who's going to fit into it. It's really taking the gifts of abilities and talents and skills that God has gifted the church and putting them to good use as God has given to them.
I think those are great points, Dawn. And one of the things that I have learned over the years too, is that we may look at our pastors and teachers and think they're joyful and strong and they're great leaders. And you see the strong side of them oftentimes in when they're in public or at church and whatnot. And they don't seem like they need encouragement. And I just would say hallelujah for the guys who are hanging in there and are strong and whatever. But you don't see it when they're weak. Oftentimes you don't see their struggles and the personal things that they're dealing with, or the, whether it's the burdens from ministry or family or whatever that would look like. All of us need encouragement. And so I think to just remember our leaders in our prayers, but also exactly like you said, the smile, the kind word. We had a women's Bible study recently and talked about how could we show support and love to our pastors. And it was actually a pastor's wife that spoke up at the end and said, don't forget that one of the greatest things that you can do to encourage your pastor is show up for worship and Bible class. That is the joy. That is what they're working towards. And that brings them tremendous encouragement that people are participating in ministry. And so I think that's a great reminder.
It's a fantastic reminder that we don't always know what our pastors, teachers, staff ministers are going through. And I think that extends as well to, we assume that they know how much we appreciate them and how good of a job they're doing and how faithful they're being to God's word. And I don't think that always necessarily gets to them. One of our teachers at my congregation had a call recently and everyone thinks she's fantastic. I mean, I can't tell you how many conversations I've had with parents, et cetera, who have nothing but positive things to say about her. And so I communicated some of that to her when I was, you know, when she was deliberating, and she said, really, I never hear that. And it wasn't in a bad way. It wasn't like she felt underappreciated. It wasn't a criticism. It was just it doesn't necessarily get shared. So that would be my encouragement, especially because it does get talked about among parents or among members of the congregation. Share that with your pastors, with your teachers. Share something specific. If you had a sermon that particularly hit you, pick out a particular aspect of that sermon and shoot your pastor a quick email or a quick note. If you have a teacher who did something fantastic with your kids that day, just tell them. It is so meaningful to get notes or to be told specifically, this is the way that you particularly affected me. And I am so thankful for that. And I think we think it lots and lots, but we don't always share it. That would be my encouragement.
I think we can also encourage leaders or pastors or staff ministers by sharing the good things or the gifts or the blessings that are occurring within the congregation that they might not be aware of. You know, I think it, like any job, like anything that anybody does, you get very focused on the tasks for the day or, you know, the big picture, the vision. And so to be a liaison of goodness and share, this is going on here and this is going on here, or this person has this great gift. And I don't know if you knew this, but I'd love to submit their name for this. They'd be a great one to talk to. And that connecting relationship building role, I think, helps those who are busy doing the work sometimes to see all of the fullness and the beauty of the congregation that is there for them to serve.
I think too, that really brings us like full circle. It really encompasses so many concepts that we've talked about at how easy it is for women to be, or I should say easier, maybe for women to be relational, that many times those things are easier for women to do. And it's absolutely a great concept that we can easily engage in. And we have those words and we need to recognize the importance of that encouragement is also ministry. It's also being part of the body of Christ, and it's using your gifts. And It's not a lesser gift, providing that encouragement and love to other people.
And Dawn, you talked a little bit before about, you know, you've always been in a mission congregation setting. I've always been in a large congregation setting, and I've been blessed to have good relationships with my pastors and be able to interact with them on a regular basis. But I also recognize that I move in different circles of the congregation than maybe they do. That's not to say that they don't know all the members. Clearly they do, but there's people that I know better than they do. And so again, it's acting within your sphere of influence, like you said, telling them the good things that you hear, telling them the things that maybe you are privy to, but they are not necessarily, not as an intentional oversight, but just because you move in different circles. And like you said, being that liaison and being the person to say, hey, I heard this. Did you know this? Did you know this person has this positive experience? Or did you know you affected this person in this way? It's so easy to overlook, but it's so important to do.
That goes in all kinds of directions though, too. Not just that we share that information with our pastors and leaders and teachers, but even that we share it with other people, that as we speak well about our congregations, as we speak well about our leaders to others, again, like you said, we're in these other relationships outside the congregation or in different relationships in the congregation. And that is a place where we can speak well of our church and speak of what the church offers and gives and what makes her beautiful and strong, and that will compel people to be interested, not in our church like the building or the membership, but that we're talking about the love and the grace that we receive Sunday after Sunday, the words of forgiveness and hope that compel us through the week. And as we share that with others and say, come to my church and hear this wonderful thing, we can share that good news, you know, to encourage our pastors that the word is working, but we can also share that with the people around us, the people we're in relationships with as well. And I think that will be really great.
I just would like to add, I think, you know, just truth be told, we're getting into a place where more and more women are finding the ability to carry out leadership roles in our congregation. And just as a very unique to this conversation, this spiritual conversation, the ongoing discussion, all of it. I think as women, to encourage them in the things that we've been talking through this entire series about, just the applications follow from the principle, and to, you know, just appreciate when we see God's principles being honored in the way that they are fulfilling or carrying out the calling or the leadership role that they've been asked to step into. I've had the opportunity to just speak to women in certain positions. And when all of a sudden there is a recognition that it is a challenge as a woman to navigate these waters, because we don't want to cross the line. We don't want to go outside of what God's will is, and yet recognize that he has given gifts and abilities to his church to bless the church. I've always seen kind of just an appreciation from them. Just thank you for recognizing that. I'm trying to be mindful of that, that I'm trying to navigate this very in a God honoring way. And so, you know, just to encourage women who are in these positions, I think is very important.
I think that's a great point, Dawn, because we all need spiritual encouragement in whatever our calling is. And so to be able to recognize that wherever women are, they are trying to live for Christ. They are trying to be led by the word and apply God's principles in their lives. And I think that's what has made this conversation so meaningful and purposeful, and that we just continue to encourage women to be growing in the faith, growing in the word. And like you said, just encouraging women at all different places and walks of life, not just our pastors and teachers, but the whole body. We need that encouragement to be a light in a dark world, to show people what it is to live in the hope and grace of Christ in a world that's darkened by sin. I think that's a great point.
So if you were to take all of the thoughts that we talked about today, as well as the thoughts that we talked about earlier this week, what would be your one takeaway for folks this week? The one thing you want them to remember from this week's devotions?
I would want people to remember, and this is something that I need to remember myself, God is the one who equips his congregation with gifts. It is not up to me. I don't have to fix everything. I don't have to be the one who makes everything work. I can rely on God and trust that he has a purpose and that he has a plan, and that he is putting the pieces together to carry out that purpose and plan. So it is incredibly freeing when I remember this is not up to me. It is God who is doing the equipping. That is hugely helpful.
And I think too, just that it is so personal, that oftentimes we think of ministry and gospel work and church work and all of those things in such a corporate way. And yet I feel like today this has really been God saying, you personally are equipped. You personally are called and have opportunity to serve and share Christ's love with the people around you. And I have to take that to heart and I get to respond. And it makes me so very thankful just and excited to go through my day.
I have and do appreciate that God has these works planned in advance and that when he calls you into them, he gives you everything you need for them to happen just the way that he intended. And that might be the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers that are there to equip you. It's your fellow brothers and sisters walking alongside you. But you're not alone in what God has called you to do. And because of that, you can serve, you can be a blessing to the world around you as God intended.
I might just add one thing too, just building on some of the things that you've said, of just pointing out God's gifted us with specific gifts. So just to use them, you know, I think that came out in things that all three of you mentioned and talked about. And so, you know, even just as a pastor speaking now, yeah, to have someone come and say, hey, I have some gifts that I'd like to put this service in the church, help me use them, you know, is a great thing. Then it takes one thing off the pastor's plate as far as having to go find people to do things. If they're coming to volunteer and say, I know God has gifted me, you know, help me to use those gifts. That's a huge blessing just to your pastor or to your leaders. Christy, 20 minutes-ish ago, you did a great job of reminding us how we got here to Ephesians chapter 4. And because you are the project manager for these email devotions and these conversations, you also have a good picture of as far as where we're going next. Can you give us a teaser of what is coming up next week?
So a couple of weeks ago, we hit a word that is fraught with controversy. We hit submit, and we talked about that. Next week, we are also hitting a word that is fraught with controversy. We are looking at authority next week and how that relates to women in their calling of helper. So we will talk about the big, scary authority word next week.
Well, we look forward to digging into God's word and hearing what God has to tell us as men and women when it comes to authority and the unique callings he's given to us. We'll be back again next week and hope that you will too. Look forward to seeing you then.